The tragedy of the Surfside, Florida condo collapse has raised questions and worries about the structural safety and financial health of condominiums. It's best practice for every condo association to do a study of how much money it needs to keep in reserve. It's like a rainy day fund that helps pay for major work.
So replacing the roof, replacing the asphalt, when it reaches the end of the service life, it needs to be replaced.
Robert Nordland is the founder and CEO of Association Reserves. It helps condos and other types of properties figure out long-term budgets for major repair and replacement projects. And Nordland says, although many condo owners focus mainly on their monthly homeowner's fee, they should also be looking at the amount in reserve.
The monthly homeowner association dues, or the monthly assessments, we call that the fool's gold because that's a number that people like to be low. The job of the board of directors is to provide for the needs of the association, and those needs accumulate over time. Deterioration is real. And so the number to look for is the association's percent funded, and that's the indicator of the combined physical and financial health of the building.
I think many people who own condos, their instinct is to be cranky when they're given a bill for something like a hallway renovation or the swimming pool platform. Is that a natural reaction to be cranky, but not the way people should be thinking about it?
Well, that's a natural reaction. You would think that that should have been collected. They should have planned for that. And indeed, it's a lot easier to plan for that with an extra $5 a month or $20 a month, and that's what should be. Deterioration is constant. Deterioration is expensive. Deterioration is predictable. And so the board should be setting aside funds on an ongoing basis to offset that deterioration.
Are you saying that ideally a condo association should never present a special assessment, a bill to its owners? If they're really good, they just keep increasing the monthly fee a little bit so you never have to present a surprise bill?
Correct. These major repair and replacement projects are very predictable. 3 out of 10 associations do not have special assessments. 4 out of 10 associations have infrequent special assessments. And 3 out of 10 associations have regular special assessments.
What advice do you have for people who are thinking of buying a condo, particularly in a big building, but they don't want to end up in a Surfside-like situation where repairs are needed, major expensive repairs, but there's not enough money in the bank to do it?
Yeah. It would be nice if the information is readily available, but it's not. Buyers need to do a little bit of digging. But remember, just because things are unknown doesn't mean that they are unknowable. So when people ask me, I counsel them to do 4 things. Number 1, look over the last year of board meeting notes. Look for what has captured the attention of the board. Number 2, ask pointed questions of the seller. Have there been special assessments? Have some things taken a long time to get fixed? Have the monthly assessments been rising each year? If not, that's a tip-off that the board has been pursuing that fool's gold of trying to keep assessments low instead of budgeting for the needs of the building. Number 3, look around, be curious. The magnitude of the cracking we've seen in the pre-collapse photos at Champlain Towers South did not happen overnight. And number 4, and perhaps key, look for what's disclosed in the reserve study. That's where you'll find, very simply, the combined physical and financial health of the building.
So when people see their monthly condo fee go up year over year, rather than being upset about that, they should view it as a responsible thing that their condo association is doing.
Correct. Sasha, we live in an economic environment where there's inflation every year. And so if a board isn't raising the homeowner assessments every year, then that's a tip-off that something is wrong.
Robert Nordland is the CEO of Association Reserves. It's a company that helps condos and other types of properties prepare their long-term budgets for major repair and replacement projects. Thank you for talking about this.
Thanks, Sasha. My pleasure.